The tentative debt ceiling deal calls for at least $2.4 trillion in spending cuts. That's not nearly as much as the $4 trillion plan proposed earlier in the process. And as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, it may not be enough to prevent a downgrade in the country's credit rating.
Of the three major rating agencies, Standard & Poor's towed the hardest line on a possible downgrade to U.S. debt. It put the chances that the U.S. could lose its top AAA rating at 50% if Congress failed to come up with a, quote, credible agreement to reduce the debt. It's not clear that the current deal meets the S&P standards. The company declined comment. Moody's, meanwhile, said it would likely confirm its AAA rating as long as the U.S. makes its interest payments. But there is a firm that already downgraded the U.S. several weeks ago.
It was becoming increasingly more difficult to justify analytically a AAA rating for the U.S. And our opinion back then is that the debt levels are unsustainable.
Bill Hassepin is a vice president at Egan Jones, a small 10-person rating firm based outside Philadelphia. Hassepin says it's just simple math. The U.S. economy is growing very slowly, and it continues to have to borrow a lot to pay its bills. Slow economic growth won't change that picture. So for all the crowing about a debt deal, he says it changes nothing about his outlook.
The U.S., even at the most optimistic case, is still going to add $830 billion to the debt every year over the 10-year period of time. Frankly, right now, the United States is in uncharted waters because it has never had debt at such high levels with the exception of the Second World War.
And after World War II, the economy boomed in a way that Hassepin says is not likely in the U.S.'s future.
I by no means think that the compromise on the debt ceiling removes the specter of a downgrade.
Carmen Reinhart is a fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. She says the rating agencies identified vulnerabilities in the economy that will continue to hamper growth.
What we have now that we did not have at the end of World War II is we also have a very high level of household debt.
She says every market watcher is preparing for a downgrade, including the Federal Reserve. She says the central bank will try to manage the optics of a docked rating by simply putting a little less emphasis on ratings in general.
We're all looking a little uglier now, and so we're not looking at the mirror too much.
But if the outlook is so grim, perhaps the U.S. deserves a bigger downgrade than just the one notch that agencies have discussed. Bill Hassepin at Egan Jones says he would give it a lower grade, except that the rest of the world's debt problems are even worse.
The reality is the United States economy is still the only game in town. I don't want to be cavalier about it, but where else is it going to go?
So you're grading on a curve, is that what you're saying?
In a way, it is.
And so the U.S. isn't likely to suffer much if other ratings agencies act, because on a relative basis, the U.S. is still a pretty good bet for investors. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.